This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Update. This is a special discussion on jobless claims, the new jobless claims for August 5th, 2021. So jobless claims last week came in at 385,000 new jobless claims. This is down from the week before, 400,000, but certainly not a move in a great direction. They're still double what they were pre-pandemic. Typical jobless claims pre-pandemic might be about 225,000 a week. Now, the flip side of this is the economy did add 800,000 plus jobs this past month, so the total unemployment rate went down to 5.7%, and that is good news. I mean, ultimately, you'd like to see that number down at closer to around, you know, 3.5%, but in any event, moves in the right direction. Continuing jobless claims did fall a decent amount, and that is viewed as very positive. State continuing jobless claims fell a decent amount, and finally, the Bank of England, in a very good note, said that they're getting closer to where they'll stop easing their monetary policy. They're planning to keep monetary policy easy for a while longer, but it's a sign to the growth in economies and the potentially positive moves in the right direction. They did note that they're looking to stop easing monetary policy in not too long, so it'll still be a year or two away, but that's a good sign that they do see things recovering. So in any event, new jobless claims, 385,000, still twice that of pre-pandemic numbers, but a move in the right direction. That's all we've got today. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Update for August 5th, 2021.